I just want to know, like, when did it all begin? That's what I'm thinking about right now. Again, for those who are new to the podcast, this is my podcast, Walk With Me. I made this podcast due to the fact that I lost my son on November 24th, 2019. I lost him to suicide. He shot himself. And I've been dealing with depression, anger, anxiety, suicidal ideation. All these things are things I've dealt with since his death. I go to therapy. I have a psychiatrist. I take about like four different types of medication that I'm taking now to deal with this everyday thing, trying to avoid self-medicating. This is a hard road, guys, that I've been on, and the struggle is real. So again, introducing all y'all to, if y'all don't know, you can go back to the season one, episode one, and there's something there that you can listen to, and it'll give you more up to date. It'll bring you up to date. Listen to the rest of the podcast. So it's been over a year, and today, well, last night actually, I was asleep, well, trying to sleep, and I was thinking about my son heavily, the way he used to smile, the way he laughed. His eyes would like close up real tight when he laughed, and he had this certain type of giggle, and I missed it. So I didn't want to wake up, and I kept my eyes closed real tight because I wanted to keep the memory there. And that's where I'm at today. But also for those who have lost loved ones before to suicide or lost loved ones, period. I know for me, I try to think about when did it happen? What happened? What was the problem? What triggered it? What didn't trigger it? Because it was a Sunday that he took his life. And I left the house that day, and I asked him, did he want to go to store with me to go shopping for Thanksgiving? He said no, he had homework to do. And I left out, rather. And then when I left out, it was at 11:11 when I left out the house. And that was that. And trying to figure out, like, when did he do it? Did he do it right when I left, or prior to me? I know I got back home about 4 o'clock. So it was like 5 hours. Did he do it before I left? I don't know. And sometime in life, you know, you try to figure out why a person did something. Not only why he did it, when he do it, but no matter when he did it, it was like, there's no way stopping it. And for all people out there thinking that possibly you could have stopped someone from dying or committing suicide, I just want to let you know and reassure you all that it's nothing you could have done. The Bible says that our days are ordained before we were born. So no matter what you thought you could have did or what you think you could have done, it wouldn't have changed anything. It still would have happened. And that's life. That's life no matter what. If it was suicide, cancer, heart attacks, car accidents. We all have this thing about guilt and blaming ourselves about being protectors of our loved ones. But again, no one is more powerful than God and the powers that be. So again, I want to let you guys know from even my standpoint that it's nothing you can do about that. It's nothing you could do or you could have done. Nothing. So if this does anything for you today, I hope that it just relieves you from, or aids you in leaving you from, the pressures of what could have been. Because you can't control that. You don't control none of that. And once you realize that you're not in control, that's when everything starts to happen. And you can realize that and you let things go. Or it helps you better deal with things. For myself, it helps me deal with stuff a little bit better. And that's with anything in life, though, really, that you don't have control over all of that. Now, you may do some things where you think you're in control, but those are all things that you was predestined to do anyway. When you think about it, it's not that you're so smart, you're so gifted, and you're so talented. It's just God's grace and mercy bestowed upon you, and he gave you those gifts to use the way that you're using them right now. I just want to advise people that if you have a gift or a certain talent like that, please, people, remain humble in your gifts. And then that way, other people are allowed to realize their gifts. Also, in that same token, is that whatever you go through, please share it. Share it because they give another person a testimony from let them know they're not the only ones going through stuff. And it's able to aid and help them to tell their story. You know, God gave that story to tell and to share, and not so much to keep it to yourself. So please, people, we're out there. Please, I'm begging people to tell their stories. Tell your story, whatever it may be, in life, or whatever you go through, good things, bad things, whatever. Tell your story and share your story. You don't have to start a podcast. You don't have to do whatever. But tell someone and let that word spread out. A lot of times that we keep things to ourselves, and you may think like that you're the only one going through something. But when you share it, you realize that you're not alone. And I'll tell you from my experience, it draws people to you through God. It draws people to you. And you can create a community of people that will support and rally around you, whether you know it. And you never know who it helps. I've been contemplating about doing this new season of podcasting. And I wanted to start a video. I'm still going to start the videos. But today something was real heavy on my heart. And this is my therapy. Talking to you all out there. This is my therapy. I had to let this out. How I'm feeling today. I can tell you something. All that I talked about, like the drugs and stuff I take and the medications I'm on, that does not bring anybody back. But it does give me a way to cope with things every day. I meditate daily. I take my medicines daily. You know, I'm starting to exercise a little bit more. So those are things I do now that I wasn't doing before. But again, that's all what I'm predestined to do. Even with this podcast, like it turned out to be something negative happened in my life, but it turned out to be a positive for some people because of the fact that I'm sharing. And I know that this podcast has definitely helped someone. I've got feedback from people that know me personally. I know that it helped at least one person. And as long as it helps that one person, I know it helps somebody else. And so with that, that's continued effort for me to continue to do these podcasts. Not only does it help me, I know that it helped other people. So I will try to be a little bit more consistent with bringing a podcast and my thoughts and prayers to everyone. I just want to thank you all for your continued support of myself and my family throughout what we're going through. I don't know when it's going to end. When this is going to be normalized again. But I do know that I have all of you out there praying for me and my family. And I know I have the presence of God in my life. And I couldn't ask for anything more. So with that, I thank you so much for your continued support. And I'll be talking to you guys again soon.